It's going to be a tall order for the National Hockey League's Las Vegas Golden Knights to top what they did in their first year of existence. Vegas won the division and advanced all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals in the team's very first season on the map. Hi, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely on our website, WWIB.com. One reason the Knights won game after game after game of the playoffs was the contribution of the team's third and fourth lines. One of those players, forward Ryan Carpenter, is back with me on the show today. All right, so what do you do for an encore here? How about the Knights' offseason moves and how things are coming together for training camp this year?
Yeah, I'm excited for camp to start. I know we lost a couple key guys, but I think everyone trusts George McPhee and what his plan for, and it seems like we have a lot of really good players and a chance to be really good again, and Fleury's going to be here for a few more years, and it seems like we still have a lot of guys, so there's no reason we shouldn't be just as confident, if not more, and there really shouldn't be any pressure. Just continue to go out and keep the whole mentality, work hard, and have fun. But I think guys are excited, and I'm sure when everyone gets here for camp, that excitement for the season will just ramp up more.
Yeah, the Fleury you referred to is veteran goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury, who was so brilliant for you guys all season long. How about the role, Ryan, that the coaches have talked to you about personally for the upcoming season?
Yeah, they talked to me, and just it was a different year for me. I didn't start the year with the team, so they were happy with how I adjusted and fitting on a new team and the role I played, and just being a guy that was able to go out at the end of games and take big face-offs, and I scored big goals here or there. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think they hand jobs to anyone. You definitely got to go out and earn it. But yeah, I'm having a great summer so far, and excited, and hope to continue to improve with the team.
Yeah, and you played third and fourth lines last season for Vegas, and as I mentioned a little bit ago, those lines made some really big contributions to the team down the stretch, right?
Yeah, and I think if you watch any team that wins, I mean, even when Washington beat us, they had some big goals from their third and fourth line. So when you get in the playoffs, and I mean, even through the course of the season, you got to use all 20 guys to find a way to win. And yeah, when everyone's going in playoffs, it helps you. You just have that edge. And so yeah, hopefully we'll be able to do that again next year.
Yeah, well, you're from Florida. And as a kid, your mom and dad really paid the price in time and money and travel to help you live the dream. What did they think of their son making the Stanley Cup Finals last spring?
Yeah, they were having a ton of fun. They came to the first four Stanley Cup games. They didn't come to Game 5 because I was scratched for it. But, yeah, they were traveling all over the place, and they were just having a ton of fun. And yeah, it happened so quick, even being on this team, and no one really expected to go this far. I think in the locker room they did, but just outside of the locker room, no one really expected us to go that far. So, yeah, it was a season we'll never forget. And, yeah, it was special for everyone back in Florida. And, yeah, all those years of taking me to roller hockey practice or driving me to South Florida at 5 in the morning to make it to a game on time. Yeah, I think my parents, it was as special for them as it was for me and my wife.
Yeah, and they even allowed you to play high school hockey to advance your career up in Michigan, long way from home, and then, of course, at Bowling Green. So you've made the NHL check mark for that. Now you played in the Stanley Cup Finals. Check that off. I guess everything now is sort of bonus for you, huh?
Yeah, and even this year, I mean, I was just as quick to going down to the minors and maybe not getting a chance, and maybe other guys in the organization starting to play over you. So, yeah, everything this year for me was bonus, being part of such a great organization, going from San Jose, which was a great organization, to another really good organization, first class. So, yeah, my wife and I are just super thankful and excited for this next season.
All right, 27-year-old Ryan Carpenter, the forward with the Las Vegas Golden Knights of the National Hockey League, my guest again here on Sports and Commentary, and we've had an opportunity a few times to have him on the program to talk about the impact that his personal relationship with Jesus Christ has made in his life. And let's get an update here on the journey with the Lord as a National Hockey League player, and as a husband and a dad. Ryan, tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just, I don't know, continuing to learn how good and faithful he is to me, despite just how, sinful and self-centered I am. I know I became a Christian and I was single, and then I've been married for 3 years and I have a 14-month-old boy. And so I think just learning that, just shows being married, sometimes it shows some of your selfishness. And then even now having a kid, having a son who's awesome, but it still kind of shows some of your selfishness and kind of exposes that. But God's been really good to me. I feel like one of the things I've been learning this summer in my quiet time, my relationship with Him, is just strength and weakness. I know Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians talks about boasting of his weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon him. And so that's kind of what I've been thinking about a lot this summer. And when I start my day, my relationship with Him, just knowing that I love the promise in Philippians 1:6, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion upon the day of Jesus Christ. It just helps me rest every day that God was faithful to not only save me when I was in college, but now He's faithful for me to keep walking with Him. And any impact I have every day is not going to be because I'm strong or because I'm some great guy. It's going to be because Jesus is great and powerful and Him shining through me. So trying to rest in the truth that it's not going to be me, but it's me and my weakness that Christ shines to my teammates and my wife and my son and whoever comes in my way. So continuing to focus on that and finding true strength.
Good. Las Vegas Golden Knights forward Ryan Carpenter on the phone with me again for Sports and Commentary today, ahead of training camp for the 2018-19 season. Ryan, we wish you and the club the best out there. Thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.